Hey, I didn't expect to see you today. What? What happened? Okay. No. No, it's fine. Of course. It's fine. Well, I mean, that's a pretty big deal. You were working really hard on that, and I know they were being assholes for a long time, and I just didn't expect it would blow up like that. No. No. I don't have anywhere to be. I don't have any plans. Come in, sit down. We'll grab food, we'll grab alcohol if you need it. Whatever you need. I know. I just don't understand. I mean, you're like nailing everything that they asked you to do. Sometimes it's just a raw end of the deal. Is that what happened? No, you don't have to tell me anything. I don't want you thinking that you did something or that you could have prevented this, because I don't think you could. I mean, you worked your butt off and you gave them everything they asked for. This isn't your issue, and I want you to know that. Yeah, I know it's easier said than done. You're talking to a fellow overachiever, right? So, rather than dwelling on that, because that doesn't seem to be what you want to talk about, why don't we put on a movie or grab a pizza? You like pizza? I haven't eaten yet, and I don't think by the looks of that suit that is very rumpled, and the tie that's peeking out of your pocket right now. I don't think you've eaten either. So let's order a pizza and we'll just veg. Okay? I think that'd be nice. Actually, now that you mention it, I think my brother was here 2 weekends ago and he might have left some stuff in the other room. So if you want to go look, there might be like sweats and stuff in there. It's probably clean because I always do laundry when he leaves because he's a slob, so yeah, totally. Go check it out. Well, it's got to be more comfortable than that. I mean, you literally look like you've been dragged through a knot hole backwards. Oh, I have no doubt it was an expensive suit, but when you've been wearing it for 14 hours and, you're not vegging on the couch wearing a stupid suit. Even if you take the jacket off, it's not the same. Just go look. I'm sure there's something in there. It's in my room. It's where he always throws his crap. I'm just gonna order the pizza here. I'll pull up the app. I know the pizza's not as good, but fuck, who cares? I don't have to talk to a person until they actually bring me the pizza, so we're gonna roll with that. Did you find something? Oh, good. I told you, he's a frickin' slob. He leaves shit everywhere, so I'm not surprised. Much better. It's a little big, but it's fine. It's more comfortable than the stupid suit. No, I'm never gonna like the suit. Even when it's not rumpled and dirty. Why? Maybe because you're miserable when you're wearing it. Maybe because when you put that on, you're going to that office to be miserable because they pay you to be miserable. And anything you do for them is never enough. That's kind of what the suit represents. So forgive me if I prefer you in my brother's fucking oversized hoodie and yoga pants. So forgive me if I prefer the more relaxed attire, because it's just better. All right, pizza's ordered. Oh my God. It's like 45 minutes. What the hell? All right, well, we have 45 minutes to kill. That's what, like two episodes of something, half hour? It's actually an hour of an episode of something on Netflix. So pick something. I'm good with anything. Nothing gory though, because last time we did that, I didn't sleep and it wasn't fun. What are you doing? God, you're an ox. Take up half the freaking couch, why don't you? Yeah, that's what you just did. You seem to be in a better mood. I tell you, it's the suit. I'm telling you. I know. It's easier to be relaxed here than it is there. You still don't want to talk about it? Okay. Well, I'm here if you do. You know that. All right, pick something. We apparently have some time to kill. No. No, I was carrying boxes up the stairs the other day for the neighbor lady downstairs and I wrenched my neck and it hurts. My chiropractor can't get me until next week and my massage therapist is even worse. So here we are. It's fine. I was sitting weird, I think. It's all good. What? That's a little weird. Well, no, because you're like, you've been my best friend since we were like 5. You don't put your hands on me like that. That sounded even... Wow. I think I need to eat something because that sounded really bad. Thanks for the offer, though. No, it's fine. It's just really tight and it hurts. Fine. Just here. Let me get this up. It's chill. It's a jacket. There's a tank top underneath. You're good. You just can't freaking deal with the knot through the jacket. Okay. There you go. All right. See it? It's that friggin' knot. Yep. You found it. Ah. Ow, not quite so rough, please. I'm not being a baby. That's better. Your hands are really warm. Wow. Yeah. That's nice. That's a little offside. I think you got it. That's my shoulder. Yeah. The jacket is stretching, pulling a little bit. Or yeah, you can just do that too. That's fine. No, nothing over there hurts, but you're welcome to keep doing what you're doing. Your hands feel nice. This is really weird. No, I know. It's actually not. I agree. That's both hands. Oh, fuck. Yeah. The bra strap? Yeah, if you want to move it, you can, I guess. Well, I don't know about super soft, but I do tend to moisturize when I shower, so thank you for that. Mm. not your hand on my neck. Okay. Oh boy. Your lips are just as warm as your hands. Did you know that? I don't know what that's gonna do for the knot in my neck, but oh, it feels good. Yeah, I'm okay with it. Keep going. No, I'm not thinking about how weird it is, or I wasn't until you said that. What? Yeah, you can take off the jacket. You've unzipped it anyway, you may as well. There you go. Well, I wasn't exactly expecting company, so forgive me that it's not the sexiest bra in the world. It's probably, you know, hasn't been seen by anybody but me in a while. Well, that's not the knot either, but your fingers are working wonders. That's on the wrong side. That's down the front. Oh my. Oh, that's my nipple. No, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, your hand in my bra feels nice. It's fine. Keep doing that. Yeah. You know, I think it's time you use the other hand to take the bra off. Yep, we're not fucking with this anymore. Just get rid of it. Yep. We'll think about the weird later. We'll think about the consequences later. Just get the bra off, okay? There we go. Well, I didn't really plan for the evening to go this way when I opened the door tonight, but here we are. Okay, both hands. I'm gonna tell you a little secret, okay? And once I do, the course of the evening is forever altered, so are you sure you want to hear it? Okay, don't say I didn't warn you. If you play with my nipples enough, I will come for you. Cause I'm, it's building. No, I'm not kidding. I don't know why, but that's a thing for me. Yep. Okay, you're getting it. Yep. faster. Oh god. I think it's just been a little too long. That's why this is happening so quick. Yep. Here it comes. I told you. All right, well. That was unexpected. Yeah, wow. Okay. So, so do we want to deal with the rest of the clothes or sorry. Being coherent isn't a skill I have right now. You look very pleased with yourself. It's a little smug, not gonna lie. Yes. Well, that's one way to look at it. Stress relief, sure. Well, you decide. How much further do you want this to go? Because, I mean, you've got me primed. Why don't we watch a little Netflix and eat some pizza when it gets here? And if we want the evening to progress beyond that, well, we'll make that decision when the time comes, okay? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm aware of what's waiting for me. And I need a minute. Because I really don't want to be in the middle of that when the pizza guy comes. Because I'd like to be the one coming, not the pizza guy.